A girl brings her an apple, and Mrs. Spence smiles. Why, thank you, Hazel. I shall relish it, I'm sure. Or should I cut it up with a share for all?
No, no, the girls protest. It is for you, for your birthday.
Very well, then. Thank you. I do so love apples.
A small girl in the back raises her hand shyly.
Yes, Mina, Mrs. Spence calls.
Now I see traces of the woman in the girl's face. Little Wilhelmina Wyatt trudges toward her teacher and presents her with a gift of her own, a drawing.
What is this?
Mrs. Spence's smile fades as she examines the drawing. It is a perfect representation of the enormous tree I've seen in my dreams.
How did you come to draw this, Mina?
Wilhelmina hangs her head in shame and misery.
Come now, you must tell me. Lying is a sin and speaks badly to a girl's character.
I hear the scrape of the chalk as Wilhelmina writes upon the slate, the words taking shape slowly. The tree of all souls.
Hurriedly, Mrs. Spence takes the chalk from the girl's fingers. That's quite enough, Mina.
What is the tree of all souls?
A girl asks.
A myth,
Eugenia Spence answers, cleaning the slate with a rag.
It's in the Winterlands, isn't it?
Sarah asks. Her eyes glimmer with mischief.
Is it very powerful? Won't you tell us, please?
All you need to know at present lies within the pages of your Latin book, Sarah Reestum,
Mrs. Spence scolds in a teasing way. She throws the drawing into the fire, and tears fall from little Mina's eyes. The other girls snicker at her crying. Mrs. Spence lifts the girl's chin with her finger.
You may draw me another picture, Perhaps a nice meadow, or a drawing of Spence. Now, dry your tears, and you must promise to be a good girl and not listen to voices you shouldn't, for anyone can be corrupted, Mina.
The scene shifts, and I see Wilhelmina slipping a jewelled dagger from a drawer into her pocket. Her body changes with the years until the womanly Wilhelmina stands before me again, the dagger in hand. Her face is twisted in fury. She raises the dagger.
No!
I scream. I put up my hand to block the blow. I'm still shouting when I come back to myself in the dining room. Everyone's gawking at me, horrified. Pain in my hand. Rivulets of blood trickle down my palm and onto the damask tablecloth. The knife at my plate. I've gripped it so tightly I've cut my hand.
Miss Doyle!
Mrs. Nightwing gasps. She rushes me to the kitchen, where Bridget keeps the gauze and salve.
Let's have a look,
Bridget says. She rinses my hand and it stings.
Not too deep, thank goodness. More a scratch and a scare than anything else. I'll fix it right up.
How did it happen, Miss Doyle?
Mrs. Nightwing asks. I don't know, I answer truthfully. She holds my gaze a moment past what is comfortable.
Well, I trust you'll pay closer attention in the future.